Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday, November 27th. I hope you're well. Coming up,
Israel will gradually withdraw its remaining forces.
Israel Hezbollah ceasefire begins this morning and party leaders come to blows in final TV debate of the election campaign. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, a ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah comes into force this morning, ending 14 months of conflict in Lebanon. The deal, which was brokered by the US, was reached last night. US President Joe Biden says it's designed to be a permanent end to the hostilities between the militant group and Israel. But the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, says they maintain the right to protect themselves.
The duration of the ceasefire depends on what happens in Lebanon. We have an understanding with the United States. We are maintaining our full liberty to take military operations. If Hezbollah tries to attack us...
The leaders of the three largest parties clashed in the final TV debate of the election campaign last night. Housing, health and crime provided flashpoints between Simon Harris, Micheál Martin and Mary Lou MacDonald. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
A year on from the Dublin riots, crime was the hottest flashpoint of the debate last night. Fianna Fáil's Micheál Martin indirectly criticising Fine Gael's handling of the justice brief.
But it's taken 12 months for the first conviction after those Dublin riots, which were very serious riots, where the state lost control of the streets.
A rare moment of unity between Martin and Sinn Féin's Mary Lou MacDonald.
The state lost control of the streets of our capital city on that occasion. That's unacceptable. And that by any measurement... is a measure of failure.
But an area Fine Gael leader Simon Harris hit back strongly on.
My party has never had a TD who's collected a Garda killer from the gates of prison, first point. Second point is this. Your position was to immediately blame the head of the guards rather than the rioters. And you carried out a press conference at a crime scene. That was your approach. How do I use this to my political advantage?
No clear killer blow from any of the leaders in what was one of the last chances they'll have to pitch to those who have yet to make up their minds on what way they'll vote on Friday. And while no leader did anything dramatic to win this campaign, all three will be satisfied. They also didn't do anything massive to lose it.
Investigations are continuing into the death of a man in a hit and run in Limerick yesterday. The man in his 50s died after a collision between a pedestrian and a car on the Ennis Road shortly before 2 p.m. on Tuesday. The suspected driver of the car failed to remain at the scene. The car involved has now been recovered. A man in his 30s has been arrested in relation to the incident. Gardaí are appealing for witnesses. Human remains have been exhumed from a grave in County Monaghan by investigators searching for one of the so-called disappeared. Joe Linsky went missing in 1972 during the Troubles. The remains recovered have been taken for analysis to confirm their identity. MEPs will vote this morning on the new College of EU Commissioners, which includes former Finance Minister Michael McGrath. The former Fianna Fáil TD already won the approval of MEPs from the three parliamentary committees he appeared before earlier this month. He'll take on a justice portfolio with a focus on the rule of law, anti-corruption and consumer protection. Professor John O'Brien from Maynooth University says Michael McGrath performed well during his hearings before the committees.
But I think he was one of the least controversial figures, partly because he doesn't have skeletons in his closet, unlike some politicians, and partly because he was very well prepared when he met those committees.
Attempts will be made again today to recover those still missing after a tourist boat sank off the coast of Egypt on Monday. Five people were rescued yesterday, while four more bodies were recovered in the Red Sea. Seven people are still unaccounted for. Marine surveyor David Cannell says it's unlikely the ship was faulty.
She's a relatively new vessel, built, launched 2022, so I would not expect structural failure to be involved in the loss. It's more probable that it's a stability issue in the sea conditions prevailing.
It looks like it's going to be a cautious Christmas for Irish consumers. The Credit Union Consumer Sentiment Survey for November shows spending was a bit subdued as consumers watched political developments in the US and here at home. Economist Austin Hughes, author of the report, says while many have pressed pause this month, slightly fewer are planning spending cutbacks this Christmas.
The good news is that they're a little less nervous about how their finances have developed in recent months. And as a result, they're more likely to be willing to spend in the months ahead. So a pickup in spending plans suggests that consumers are still a bit downbeat, but they're not entirely out.
Dublin Bikes have announced they're scrapping fees on election day to help Dubliners pedal to the polls. One-day tickets for Red Click Dublin Bikes will be free of charge all day on Friday. However, it's just for short hops. Normal rental fees will apply for any journeys over 30 minutes. In entertainment news, and a spoiler alert, the Great British Bake Off has crowned its Series 15 winner as the final episode of the 2024 season aired last night. After last week's elimination, Christiane, Dylan and Georgie, the first Welsh person ever in a Bake Off final, competed for the grand prize. And in the end, it was Georgie who was named the ultimate star baker. And in sport, in GAA, Conor McManus is hoping to play for Monaghan's footballers next year. The three-time All-Star forward turns 37 this weekend and has been playing senior inter-county football for the Farnie men since 2007. McManus says he'll decide if his body is up to the challenge in the coming weeks, but he intends to give it another year with his county.
I sort of committed to doing a bit of rehab and a bit of strength work over the next 5 to 6 weeks, see how that goes. If I suppose it puts me in a position where I feel I can get through another year, I will. I didn't really do much until the club season was over there. Obviously, we lost the county final, so I'll sort of get into a block of that now for 5 or 6 weeks.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.